meeting open at 4 o'clock, 4:01. Council acknowledges the Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land and pay our respects to their elders past and present, as well as the pioneering families who shaped the Corrigan area into a thriving community we enjoy today. Councillors, staff and members of the public are advised that the council meeting has been recorded for future publication. Please remember, when you're speaking, speak to the mic. Thank you. I'd like to welcome our visitor today, Ken Baldwin. Any apologies? Any leave of absence? Declarations of interest. I have two declarations of interest here, one from Councillor Talbot and one from Councillor Dickinson. Question time. Mr. Baldwin, have you any questions to the council? Memorials? I believe here for the memorials, Mr. Bill Mutz has passed away. Mutz family were the owners of the hardware store for many, many years. And you meet. Any other memorials? Issues, deputation, presentations. Mr. Colin Rogers. Oh, yes, sorry. Mr. Colin Rogers. Any others? But thank you. Petitions, deputation, presentations, commissions. Do you have any, Mr. Baldwin?
No.
Thank you. Confirmation of the minutes, previous council meeting, 7.11, ordinary council meeting. We have an officer's recommendation. Could I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Hickey, seconder. Councillor Leach. Councillor Hickey, do you have any? Councillor Leach. All in favour? 7-0. Committee meetings. 7.2, 7.21, the Edna Stevenson meeting. The minutes are attached. Attachment 7.2.1. I have an officer's recommendation. I have someone move that counts for this recommendation to be moved first. Councillor Dickinson, seconder. Councillor Talbot. Councillor Dickinson, any comments? Councillor Talbot.
No.
All in favour? 7-0. 7.22, Local Emergency Management Committee. Minutes of the Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held on Monday the 11th, May 2026, attachment 7.2.2. Have someone move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Leach, a seconder. Councillor Smith. Councillor Leach, do you That's Councillor Smith. All in favour? 7-0. Matters requiring a council decision. 8.1, Corporate and Community Services, 8.11, accounts for payment. Could I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Hickey, seconder. Councillor Leach. Councillor Hickey, do you have any comments?
I have no comments.
Thank you. Councillor Leach? Anybody have any comments that would like to make? All in favour? 7 yes. Monthly financial report, 8.1.2.
We have surplus around 4.5 mil at the moment, but we still have a few of our capital projects to come in. Finalisation of the receipts will have yet to be paid. Finalisation of primary school expenses is next week, and it's going to send out of there to. Also, I'll keep an eye on that from June, which will help with our 2026-27 budget. rates were about 99%. Very, very good. And I believe a lot of that 2000 general to do will be pension food rates from exit. So, we have no big significant rates receivable collections that we need to be worried about at this stage, like the rates, generally it looks forward, if you have to sell the house and the land back, that would be enough. So just to give this for the capital projects on page 13 of the breakdown, as you're aware that the Frozen Road, well, yes, it shows we're over budget with the original budget, just remember at the budget review we did endorse to increase the expenditure plus increase income with getting some extra funding from regional road group as well as carrying over a little bit from another project there, and there's a couple of other items I've just gone and double checked, and they're just the cost allocations which I'll fix up for next month. That's to do with vendoring and the pool funding, just for some reason we can flow through properly with the spreadsheet, but I'll fix that next month. But we're pretty much on track. There is some little bits of unders and overs with our plan, but that will still be front with our plant budget. So all I have to raise.
Thank you. If someone moves the officer's recommendation, please, as written. Senator Councillor Dickinson. And Councillor Hickey, do you wish to make any comments?
Thanks, happy to be here. Statement of finance.
Councillor Dickinson. Any other councillors wish to? Okay, all in favour, please. 7. Thank you, Mr. Sisterin, for that report. At 8.2, governance and compliance, 8.2.1. Mrs. Talbot?
Yes, much better than I have been last year. Interest in item 8.2.1, as I submitted the application on behalf of the Corrigent Act Society. But I can consider the matter and I make my decision in an unadvised manner.
Thank you. These are the community assistance program grants that we written down here. The various organisations who have applied, so we thank those organisations for participating in this community assistance program. As you can see on the list of community. With an officer's recommendation. I'm someone who would like to move that officer's recommendation. Councillor Leach, the seconder. Councillor Hickey. Councillor Leach, would you like to speak to this matter?
I think a great privilege as a councillor you get is to review all these applications, these grants. When we get quite a few grants through, it shows that our community is active and things are happening. People are running some great programs and, yeah, it's a fantastic that we can support so many of these community organisations. Great to see the community shed starting up and we look forward to seeing how that develops and how it goes further. And, of course, the show is always a massive highlight of our town. So, yeah.
Councillor Vicky.
Support, it's a small amount of support for what's a very worthy project within the community. Community function without some part of this, so it's a strong community. Thank you.
Any other councillors wish to make any comments? All in favour of this recommendation, please. 8.2.2 Business Assistance Grant. We have an officer's recommendation here. Anybody would like to move the officer's recommendation? Yes, Councillor Talbot. I'd like to move the Planning Commission's recommendation. I'd like to move the officer's recommendation, but we keep point one, and then that point two is that does not approve the allocation, and then remove the whole point three. Alternative motion has been put forward by Councillor Talbot. Just go through that. That point one remains, receive the application submitted by Wilcara Private Limited. Number two, does not approve the allocation of $500 to Wilcara under the 2025-26 Business Assistance Grant / Crime Prevention Priority Grant for the installation of a CCTV at the Wilcara premises. Yeah, stop. Can I have someone that would like to second that motion, please? Councillor Dyer? Councillor Talbot, would you like to speak on this motion?
Yeah, I think my reason for the alternative motion is that under the guidelines, it does state that the project needs to be a distinct initiative and not just a standard operational expense. And quite clearly in the application, it states that they already have cameras in other areas of the farm. So I just feel that this is only benefiting their business. I can't see that it actually benefits the rest of the community, and it's basically a core activity of their business. So that's my reasoning.
Thank you. Councillor Dyer?
I agree with Councillor Talbot in those points and also the spirit of the grants. I don't feel that this goes along with the spirit of what the grants are there for, so that's why I'm voting and stuck.
Thank you. Do you have any other councillors wish to comment? Okay. So, who's in favour of this motion? 70 or?
6.
Oh, sorry. Someone votes against. Okay, against. Okay, 6-1. Motion carried. Sorry about that. Yes, thank you. I think you have all read what's the agenda item. Cabinet officer's recommendation. Can I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Dyer. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Leach. Councillor Dyer, would you like to speak on this, please?
Just a note, we have a policy, essentially a policy of what needs to happen there. Somebody's gone against that for whatever reason that that's happened. And I believe that by waiving the fee that anybody else would have to pay would essentially open the door to allowing other people to do similar for whatever reason, whether the same reason or any other reason. So just to maintain the consistency, I think we need to then require it.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Leach.
Obviously, I would say this dog meant a lot to Councillor Dickinson. I understand the situation. But yes, I agree with Will. I think as councillors, we're actually held very strongly accountable to be the ones that show the example of following the guidelines. It is outlined that maybe we do need to have a clear policy, which will come later in the meeting. I think sometimes it takes things to happen for us to realise how we can improve on our communication or guidelines or policies. And sometimes it takes a situation in order to highlight that. And this is what this scenario has done. So, yeah.
Any other councillors comment? I just have a comment, really. Perhaps, thanks, Councillor Dickinson, for making us aware that we need to have clear guidelines and that we need to reinforce the regulation regularly through our different channels. You've been highlighted that perhaps there is a potential of misunderstanding. So, all in favour of this motion? Point 2.4 draft policy in dog cemetery, dogs, courage and dog cemetery. I can ask Mrs. Madden if anyone needs this.
It is as written, but as councillors alluded to, there obviously is a need for more and better guidelines and policies around burials at the dog cemetery. So this draft is ready for public consultation. We'll consider any feedback and amend those guidelines if necessary, present them back to council if there are submissions. The third element of the resolution allows, if there are no submissions, to go ahead and finalise those policies and guidelines, keeping in mind that generally the policy manual is reviewed annually anyway, so there is opportunities annually to as required.
I have an officer's recommendation. Do I have anyone who would like to have the officer's recommendation? Councillor Talbot, seconder, please. Councillor Hickey. Talbot, just say.
The only thing I would like to see
possible,
and this could be these charges, is perhaps to have a local fee and a local fee, as well as weekends and things like that. But that's probably why I have to suggest. Councillor Hickey.
Expect to be able to clarify for the outcomes.
Any other councillors? I went to the Shire website and kind of put in dog cemetery, and it doesn't actually naturally come to anything, so it'd be great to have something that's under the category that people can click on. It's there, easy to access, and yeah. Thanks for the feedback. Right, we will now vote on this. Who is for this officer's recommendation? 8.3 Works and Services. 8.3.1 Performance Based Standards Vehicle Access. We have an application here that's requested access for 32.615 metre A00 train from Brookton Highway to the Liberty Fuel Depot on Boyden Street at a straight line. Kilometer SLK 0.495 is summarised in the table below. I will ask Mrs. Manton if she would like to speak on this. There's lots of pages.
Yes, so in the agenda item, I've tried to provide information for those that may not be familiar with the restricted access vehicle system or the RAMS network, and also the PBS network or performance based vehicles. So this truck is quite unusual in that it has the quad axle, but it does mean that the axles are spaced further apart. It will generally be a truck that would be in the 27.5 metre category, but because it's being stretched to fit the extra axle, comes out at 32.5, which puts it then in the only category, 36.5 metre truck. You can see there on the diagram that the weight is up to 116 tonne. And so in proving this truck to go on that part of the road that is not on any part of the network, it has the potential to automatically classify as a RAV Network 7.3 or AMS 3, which then, if you look at the table, takes that up to 123.5 tonne. So in my discussions with Main Roads, I have asked if that needs to be the case, or if the Shire could unit that to Network 7.1, which would be the equivalent of 115 tonne, making that very similar to the PBS quad axle vehicle. I have tried to explain that as clearly as possible, and in the recommendation I've also noted that although that section of the network from Brookton Highway to Channon Close is not on the network at all, this recommendation has the potential to put that on the network, and anecdotally, the road is already being used by trucks, regardless of whether it's on or off the network. So, as written there.
Okay, so we have an officer's recommendation. That's through there. Can I have someone like to move that officer's recommendation? Councillor Smith, have a seconder. Councillor Smith. Councillor Smith, have you comments?
We are probably seeing a bit more heavier traffic on there than we broke into, so I don't think the issue is going to go away. So we probably do need to look at it. Yep, it's changing.
Councillor Dickinson.
Yeah, I think we'll teach this.
Councillors, Mr. Comet. Councillor
Just to say that just because it's currently being used for what it's not meant to be used for is it reason to be basically catering to that. So I don't mind doing it either way, but I think if it is going to continue to be used as it is, we do need to be looking at upgrading that road before we officially say yes, feel free to use it, whichever way. Or nothing.
Are you putting up an alternative motion?
No, just so yeah.
Upgrade. So it's just a comment that you're
yes
putting an alternative. So you are agreeing with what was put on there. So okay. Councillor,
I'm just making it's something that it's sort of put off a long time. The trouble guys coming in, I believe, taking this on will open up a flood of future activity, especially back of CBH and other areas that will contract us from pushing the trouble guys on. So, at their notes as well, so it's a bit of a team that's yeah,
so, someone speak, anyone like to make a comment? Right. Who's in favour of the officer's recommendation? Five against. 5-2, motion carried. Chief Executive's report and his panels for that in discussion forum. Do you have any other comments? Yes. Recently attended the sign forum at Pingerley. Councillor Hickey, as president of the sign, of our sign, who were hosting a state council meeting, who potentially were hosting a state council meeting in our zone. So Councillor Hickey spoke about the zone and what our zone is achieving and what we have done and what we hope to do. We also had Councillor Amy Knight from Dumbleya, who spoke on a housing development that they are involved in. Councillor Karen Harrington from Shire of West Arthur, she spoke about wind farms in the Shire and her presentation was excellent. And Gavin, what's Gavin's treasure? Gavin Treasure, the CEO of Dumbleya, spoke about the road, the 10-year road program that they have developed in the last few years. And Councillor Jackie McBurney, who is the president of the Shire of Pingerley, she spoke about her town. She's very passionate about her town. We did a town tour. It was interesting to see their town hall that they've converted into a museum and they've got lots of old buggies in there. And the reasoning they have done that to their town hall is ever since they built their Pratt Centre, which is massive. Centre, if you've never been in there, it's an absolute eye-opener. And so they decided that most of their functions would be held at the Prac, not at the town hall, so they converted it into a museum and they have volunteers. Took us to another public building that was apparently derelict from their description of it. Now they're creating that into a craft centre, because they identified that there was a patchwork group here and a pottery group over there and bits and pieces everywhere. So they've created this area into a craft centre, which they're doing a lot of work on. So it's making a derelict building they put to good use. We did have a tour of Prac Centre and the surroundings. A ninja playground in there that no one was ready to demonstrate. How do you? And then we were taken to a cross that had been built by a local farmer on his property. And you go out of town a little bit, and it's a cross that has significance to the family and that. But there was an amazing view of the town from up there, but it isn't a public place that you can go because the land's just recently been sold. So thanks to Councillor Leach, Councillor Talbot, Councillor Hickey, CEO Mrs. Manton, for attending as well. I have other comments you would like to mention. A brief. I did go to the Junior Netball Carnival that was held in Corrigan recently. And Bruce Rock actually won this, and their coach from Bruce Rock said, "This is the netball of the New Tech Cup." We know the New Tech Cup is a football event that has been going on, and she paralleled it to the way it was run to the New Tech Cup. So that was, I think, a very nice comment to receive. I also attended the Living Well in Corrigan. This was by Hollyoak. It was an excellent event. There was a variety of speakers, from Wax, who was their physio, to Amity Health from Meriden, which was Be Kind to Yourself, was her sort of thing. And that Amity Health is a no-cost psychological support for children, teenagers, adults and older, but it's only for experiencing low to moderate mental health issues. And she said, yeah, just be kind to yourselves. And then she talked about the exercise box breathing for the people to do when you're feeling a bit stressed or suffering a bit of grief and that, to how you can help yourself. And there was a section on alcohol and prescribed drugs. It's quite interesting. I have got one of the little mugs they have there that I'm going to share with some fellow sporting clubs. Another one spoke on nutrition. Then Hollyoak spoke as the last, and they were the main instigators of this event. But it was really good. They did a bit of a quiz at the end, and of course all the oldies were the ones that got them all right, because we don't remember 1928 or 1943. And I just asked, what year did the Flying Doctor start? They were the sort of questions, general knowledge questions. But some of them were quite, they've got the most results. Coffee with councillors. Thank both councillors who have been coming along and attending. We've had pretty good discussion with community members. And I think it's nice that that is somewhere where people can come and talk to us, and we can help them and, or redirect them or give a few suggestions. We've already discussed that. Next Wednesday, the 27th at 12 noon, we have the Year 4s coming to visit the Shire Chambers. The last couple of years I've been to the school talking to them about local government, because that's one of their areas in their HASS program, to learn about the different levels of government. So this year they're actually going to come and visit us here at the Chambers at 12 o'clock. And they just want to know the role of the councillor and all the basics of what happens with the Shire, what we do. So I have some ideas to do with that. So if anyone else, councillors, would like to come across, just come. It's from 12 to 1 or just after 12, if you wish to. It's not. Just to hear what the kids have to say. So I think that's all I have. Right, any other councillors have any reports that they would like to
put? I've been to the road tourism meeting on the 11th of May. So we have been rather successful in joining the association, but still as an associate member. It had to be unanimous vote, and it was done anonymous. So I think there was just a couple of shires that probably didn't think they're more, I think, would have been aligned with Pingerley, Narrage and sort of that area. And not sure how the feeling you get is whether we're probably to benefit here from Wicked Bend to Yellowing, come to Corrigan Way. But now I'm being sort of a bit the same, didn't really say, and I said, well, have you got people coming from Albany, we want to pull them through this way. Narrowbean's probably your next stop, and they're like, oh, we didn't think of it that way. Whereas my Lake Race, it turns them away from Lake Race going through that way. So that was just some of the feedback. Then the cost with a lot of new banners and brochures already done. They just thought they might delay it for a while longer. Three tenders were submitted for the filming to get footage ranging from $20,000 to six. funny enough, the highest one was apparently an ex-Narrabeen local or something, $26,000 to do it. We all voted that we would go back to the lowest one, which was, I think, Wandering Out West, they called them. So it was probably aligned with probably what we want from it. The other two, same level, was pretty cut and dry and down the line straight. We'll just show you wildflower, we'll show you a rock. Whereas the lower tender, they tend to travel around, do a lot of drone footage, little camper, and just seem to find those extra hidden spots that we want people to find, not just to go to the main ones. So we sort of going back to them, maybe with a budget of up to 10 grand, so if we can get them to stay just a little bit longer. They were probably willing to stay 2 or 3 days in each town because to them it's a paid holiday with the other. We can't drive, they were going to do half a day in one town, half a day. So hopefully, they can come back with a submission. As a few of us raised the point that when they do it, as a town, as a community, we probably need to reach out to businesses and make them welcome, offer them extra accommodation so that, they're coming in wanting to stay here, not wanting just to shoot off, grab their money and go. Had a Zoom meeting with the Fremantle Arts thing. It was very interesting of what they're doing with arts and sculptures and stuff and the funding that may become available for us. Biggest highlight was Stars, viewing Stars, and see if we can incorporate, some of these art sculptures as viewing platforms for stargazers. So they're getting a lot of interest, whereas, I've sort of raised the point, we've all got a granite rock, an art piece on top of that that's a platform to stand on. Then for Lake Grace, well, we don't have one in Lake Grace. I said, if you have a beautiful salt lake with no light pollution, build a walkway out to build the lake, pretty sculpture. Then the other main point, it was Len again from Lake Grace, just the pub roof blew off, still not been fixed. That's Roadhouse, shopping centre, they're just all going downhill with new owners that are just not really fitting in. And their biggest issue they had was Easter long weekend, the Newdigate Roadhouse shut. There's 18 caravans and cars in lined up waiting for fuel. So, that's their biggest issue. It was a very, very good win.
Thanks, Darren. Some very interesting points. Councillor Hickey.
It's very nice in relation to our zone meetings, and I thank Councillor Jacobs for thought and concern. It was an excellent day, right, for the session. You might for me or not, get back a little late, but that was what it's all about. The cross-reference across through and talking through with the State Council was pretty special, actually, it's better than any had contact. But I got an email here back from Councillor McBlight, who is our State Council representative from our zone. He says, hi all, just wanted to take a moment to congratulate all who were part of the team that presented to the State Council this week. Well done. You have raised the bar for the future regional meetings and done the zone extremely proud. So well done. So that was good. I was very impressed in the presentations done by Karen, by Amy, and by Gavin were exceptional. professional. Very, very good. I have very dry subjects, so I want to sit there to up and running and let them go. But their presentations were extremely professional, like the tough and the credit to them. It's just what it opens up an opportunity within the zone to actually utilise this very, very talented people around with the zone. And that's one of the outcomes that we gained by that message to us from our, a couple of the state councillors. It's very, very good people working with the zone, so well done. We thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Thank you. And it was really good. It was a really good networking thing. I may have got quite here by a Scottish man at the end, and yes, we were lately. But that was, and the next day I had a LinkedIn contact. So, but that was probably the best part of it, I think, too. You met some really interesting people, councillors from. And really different backgrounds when we were chatting at dinner and before dinner. It was really interesting. And, you know, I think one of the ones from the city of Belleville, Natalie and I, Manchin and I worked on, and he was like, had a business that we could potentially use in IT. And yeah, so I think that was really good. I think Jackie is always very enthusiastic and was very passionate about showing off Pinchley and they've done a lot there in their community, so it was nice, you know, to be up close to her. But yeah, it was well run again and really enjoyed it.
Next year they go to the Shire of West.
If you do ever get the opportunity to go, it is interesting to go and to talk to people that are different. And even, like, I think it was the Shire of Ashford, the rep from up there, she was really interesting. And that's like Hickey's friend. Went to school with his brother, was the child.
No, left through his fault through schools.
Yeah. So
interesting, right?
Yeah. And they were all very keen to meet us and actually have a conversation and get to like talk to us. So that's interesting too.
End of the day, just take a bit of a job.
Yeah.
And then there's a passion about something that's fantastic.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So thanks everybody for that. Information bulletin, just an article from Reed, and that's it. It'd be nice if they could nominate someone to encourage them to one of their awards. Amanda Richter has been there for a long time, and I think she would probably be the worthy person to nominate. Maybe it's something we could feed back to Reed. Wolga and Central Zone Motion, if we have any. Next meeting, the 16th June 2026 at 4 p.m. I will close the meeting at 4:45. 4:45. He wants 4:44.